The 2013 Borders of Diversity Student Conference going on right now is all about facing the tough issues and changing the conversation. One of those issues is immigration. I've been talking with Anis Dehan, who was a presenter at last year's Borders of Diversity Conference. Anis came to the U.S. from Morocco, where opportunities are so limited that, as he says, there are even a number of doctors out of work. And Anis said his own nightmare began when his visa expired in 2002. Tell me about what happened for you in terms of getting out of what you described as the black hole for 8 years and getting to where you actually can work towards your dreams.
Yes. Basically, the black hole is a metaphor for those 8 years that I lived. It's just like I felt like I was sucked into a vacuum. As I was explaining to you earlier, just those limitations. It's like that feeling of the glass ceiling. It's like you can see the promised land, but you can't do anything. You can't reach for it. And basically, that glass ceiling for somebody who's undocumented is paperwork. It's a green card because it allows you to do whatever you want. If you have a goal, you can reach for it in this country. And that's why I said the black hole, because you just feel like you're sucked in and there isn't much you can do. You can come out and speak about it. You can just come out and say, hey, I'm undocumented, because you're putting yourself in danger. It's just horrible. It's just that horrible feeling. And so that black hole, as I said, was my metaphor for my experiences in those 8 years.
What changed for you? How were you able to get out of that so that now you can work towards your dreams?
Yeah, I fell in love with my wife, and I got married to her, and that's how I was able to adjust my status to a permanent resident. And I'm on the road to become a citizen now, and we have two beautiful little daughters, so I couldn't ask for anything more. I'm very happy now, and just my life just turned around. So my message to anyone out there, or anyone who hears this who's undocumented, is just hang in there. There's always hope. This country is wonderful, and anything can be possible, and anything can be done.
What was that like for you, presenting at Borders of Diversity Conference last year?
It was a wonderful experience. I went there, I was anxious, because, you know, you got to present and be out there in front of people. But my advice to anyone who's going to go this year, it's wonderful. Just relax. Everyone is going to enjoy what you say. And something that really struck me is when I went there and I was sharing my experiences and those hardships that I went through and the limitations, there were other people who had the same problem. And sometimes it feels good to hear that there's other people who have other problems, and sometimes even, you know, worse problems than ours. And that kind of alleviates the pain that we feel sometimes, that we are not alone. And just, you know, going out there and sharing my experiences, just, it was a nice experience for me. And it just made me feel so good to hear that I'm not alone.
How in the world did you put up with 8 years of that kind of treatment, and what kept you going?
If I am to sum it up in one word, I would say hope. And there was one time where it got so much. There was countless days where I would come back from work, and especially through the things that I go through. And I was just, you know, it was difficult. So sometimes I'll just come back home and just cry out loud. Sometimes I feel like screaming. So I would just like close all the doors and just scream and just let everything out. And I was always telling myself that there has to be, this cannot continue forever, you know. Hardships, and if somebody's going through something, it cannot just go forever. Things turn around and things change. And knowing that and having that hope is just like you're in a tunnel, but you can see the light at the end, and you're just going and going and going. And that's how it was for me. It's just, there is that hope. There is that hope, and I just kept on going. And now I look back at those 8 years, and motivation for me, it's something positive. It has created so many things for me. And yeah, so it was the hope.
Anis, thank you for your time today.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much, Dad. It was very nice to talk to you.